It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time. Brought to you, as always, by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Their Hard Hops Seltzer presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop-infused hard seltzer and experience your hops differently. One last note to put on that trade. Jonnu Smith also going from Miami to Pittsburgh in the deal.
I like it.
It keeps unraveling. Smith. Every like 5 minutes we go, there's a new piece of the trade that gets unveiled. Who's going to be next? It could be anybody.
Yeah, it could be a million different things going back and forth. Who knows?
Maybe Will Ortner's in the deal. They're going to send his ass to Miami, too.
He's got a board op in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're trading him for a board op. A guy who's going to run. He's running a Pirates games. He's getting dealt straight up.
Catch me at 11. Oh, wait, you said Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, yeah. Joining us now is our wonderful friend, the old reliable, the man who you always know will be there when you need him. He's almost like our cheers, you know? I feel like that's who Tyson Aldridge is.
Everybody knows his name.
Everybody knows his name, and he's always there for you when you need him.
Now, we need to confirm, Tyson, were you at the concert last night?
You mean Friday night? Wasn't it Friday night?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah, I was. My ears are still ringing a little bit. But fortunately, you know, I saw some social videos afterwards of, like, these massive lines outside the park and how it was chaos. But I got there early, boys. That doesn't happen very often.
Look at you planning ahead.
You sent out a photo of all the flames, and you said different goal celebration, which I thought was a great post. But it looked like you were sitting in the press box. Were you in the press box?
Yeah, they had it where if you had your media badge, basically nobody was using the press box. So I've spent enough time in Providence Park this year. I just showed up and I had my laptop because the Timbers were playing in Toronto. So I banged out a quick gamer for the Oregonian and then pretended like I knew a whole bunch of contemporary pop songs, which I don't.
Fantastic. Who was better, Jelly Roll or Post Malone for you? Who did you enjoy more?
I think Post Malone, which surprised me a little bit. Jelly Roll was a little cheesy to me. He was doing like the Gen Z like heart emoji thing like a little too often, like with like cupping his two hands, and I was just like you're 40, man. Like
you got tattoos on your face.
Do
what are
that.
You doing?
We don't do that, love. We don't. Come on now.
What are you, Caitlin Clark?
Yeah. What are you, Taylor Swift? Get out of here, Jelly Roll. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. I will say though that photo I posted with all the flames, like I, you know, Providence Park has dabbled with some pyrotechnics and fireworks over the years, but there were a couple times during that where I was just kind of keeping an eye, like, they're not going to burn this 100-year-old place down, are they? it was pretty impressive.
Tyson Aldridge is our guest. i5corridor.com is where you can find all of his great work.
And the Oregonian now.
And the Oregonian. He's writing for the Oregonian, too. He's all over the place, man. At Tyson Aldridge on Twitter. You had a piece a couple of weeks ago. I do want to ask you about the Timbers, but, you know, it's interesting when you look at a program that you've covered a long time, you've been around a long time in Oregon. You had a piece on their quarterback room as we're now getting closer and closer to the start of the college football season and just kind of how it stacks up, where the guys are at. You went down and kind of had some conversations with people. When you look at the quarterback room, what stood out in covering that room and in the piece, what stood out to you and what do you make of where they're heading this year?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because I feel like we've had a lot of somewhat known at the quarterback, especially the last 3 years. And I know obviously Nix and Gabriel were transfers, but they were also transfers who came into Oregon as two of the more accomplished collegiate quarterbacks in college football history. So you kind of had a pretty high floor there. And so coming into this year, you look at that room and there's a lot of guys that we had talked about over the years in terms of high level recruits. You know, Dante Morris, the former five-star, Austin Novosad and Luke Moga are both highly talented four-stars. Achilles Smith Jr. came in as a four-star freshman last year. Like, they have a bunch of dudes who a lot of schools would like. We just haven't seen any of that production on the field. And so, obviously, Dante Moore comes in, and he's the heir apparent, and he's the guy that players like Tez Johnson and DeCorian Moore during the offseason were kind of hyping up with Heisman predictions. But, you know, this is just kind of one of those years where you do have a lot of question marks. And for the Ducks, that just hasn't been around the quarterback position. So I do think that Moore is the guy going into camp. But, man, Austin Novosad has been getting a lot of praise lately. He was, you know, one of the first big flips for Will Stein. Remember, he was committed to Baylor for a year before the Ducks hired Stein and Novosad flipped over. So I think we're just kind of in one of those positions where if Moore has the ceiling that he's been hyped to, I think the Ducks could be really good this year. Obviously, you know, you're breaking in a new offensive line. You have a new running back. You have a whole host of talented but unproven receivers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll just be interesting because, you know, like one of the real nice things that both Gabriel and Nix had the last 3 years is they kind of had a pretty nice safety valve in terms of either Troy Franklin or Tez Johnson or just a guy that they knew they could get the ball over to. And you know, there's just going to be a lot of learning for this Ducks roster this season, which thankfully they don't have like an Ohio State on October 16th this year like they did last year. So I think there might be some growing pains, but I'm pretty high on the overall potential of this group.
Well, even if they have question marks in different areas, and the quarterback is certainly a big one that I've been kind of hinting at even going into the end of their last year of just like what is going to be at that position. You kind of look around the landscape of college football, Tyson, and last year we could have all said Ohio State going in because of how loaded they were. They added Will Howard. They had all these guys return. The portal was great for them. And, yeah, their regular season wasn't quite what we thought, but they figured it out and they won the championship. This year's a little different. You can throw out teams that you think are going to be good, but I don't know if there's just one clear-cut, I know it 100%. You mentioned the Ducks' schedule. They had an undefeated Big Ten season, which is remarkable. Could you make an argument this year? Maybe they have a better chance at doing more in the playoff, given kind of the uncertainty around the sport with the other teams.
Yeah, but, you know, potentially more in the playoff. Like, I don't expect Oregon to be the number one seed going into the thing this year like they were last year. You know, I think even with an easier Big Ten schedule, I just think the fact that there's less veteran guys on this team, you know, I expect a slip up or two, but I do 100% expect them to be a playoff team. I mean, if you kind of look around the Big Ten, boy, it would be great if Oregon had last year's team this year and they could peak this year instead of going up against an Ohio State team that was kind of a generational talent. But, you know, I think the Ducks are still kind of one of the top three teams in the Big Ten. You know, Penn State's going to be tough, and especially, you know, they're one of the teams that is getting their quarterback back. So they are, you know, kind of a little bit of a head start ahead of everybody. But if you look at the rest of Oregon's schedule, like, you know, it's a bit of a come down after last season, guys. Like, I know, you know, you'll see a few different Big Ten teams than you did last year, but it was just so crazy that last season you had this whole hype of new conference and, you're playing the number one or whatever Ohio State was when they came into town, number one and number two team into the country, like midway through, like that was something. And this year is just a little bit more. I'm intrigued to see kind of what the cadence of this year's schedule is, because it's not like you have, you know, an Auburn in week one like Oregon has had in some other years, or that big Ohio State in the middle of the season. So I think obviously that Penn State game is going to have a ton of weight on it. But other than that, I think this is a schedule that Oregon is going to be able to succeed with, and I think get a lot of guys playing time that kind of get them reps going into the playoffs, because obviously, as we saw last year, the playoff is a whole different season than what the regular season is now in college football.
How dare the Montana Grizzly Tyson Alger disrespect Montana State coming to Autzen Stadium on opening day? How dare? That's a national champion.
Oh, he hates Montana
State. That's a national champion opponent, Tyson.
I mean, like, I just don't know a whole lot about Division III schools. You know, it's that small little town out in central Montana.
Tyson, I mean, we did this jokingly on the show. I said, I think Onovisad's going to be the quarterback. I just think it's a better quarterback name. I also didn't love what I saw from Dante Moore last time I saw him, but that was a long time ago and on a different team. But you legitimately think that, like, if Dante is, I don't even know what it is for you, a two-game struggle, a one-game struggle, a three-game struggle, they give Novosad a shot? Are you kind of hinting at that based on what your read is of the situation?
I think Novosad will get reps if Moore struggles. I think that they're just, you know, they're about the same age or the same maturity level. I think, you know, Novosad has kind of put in the work, but you know, it's one of those things where we're all saying that it's Moore's going to be the guy and we think it's going to be him, but the coaches did the thing throughout the spring where they said, of course, it's going to be a competition and no, we're not going to name a starter. So, you know, they've left themselves a little bit of wiggle room, but, you know, Oregon's just in a spot right now where, you know, even though this might be a year where they're not peaking quite where they were last year, like they're still going to be good enough to get into the playoff. And I think, and you're kind of in a point now where it's like, okay, if you are struggling, like, and you have somebody that's comparable, I think coaches are going to be a little quicker to make changes now, just because seasons aren't going to be over. You know, it's not like there's a tank in college football. Granted, it doesn't really seem like there is in the NBA. It doesn't really seem like there is in the NBA anymore either. So,
a tank in college football would be a lot of fun. Watching teams try for the number one recruit in the country, that'd be pretty badass. Seeing teams purposely lose games late in the year. Tyson Aldridge is our guest. i5corridor.com at Tyson Aldridge on Twitter. You can go follow him there. You're now, as you mentioned, you're at Providence here the other night watching a concert in the press box. That's going to be a cool experience. Writing about the team. What's going on with the Timbers? I got beef with Anthony. I know he's hurt, but I gambled on him the other night to score a goal. He didn't score a goal, so I'm disappointed in Anthony. What do we make of the Timbers and where they're at? And also, your piece on the Apple TV, kind of behind the scenes of their future broadcast, was fascinating. So what'd you find out in writing that?
Boys, there's been about 2.5 months where I could have come on and said, like, positive things about the Timbers. That's gone. Like, it's their team, all their good players are hurt right now. Jonathan Rodriguez, who led them in scoring last year, is now out for the season with a knee injury. Anthony, who replaced him and was currently leading the Timbers in scoring, is now going to be out for about 2 months. The guy who replaced Anthony, Omer Fernandez, got injured during the Toronto game, and Phil Neville said it didn't look good. So essentially, you have a team right now that's still sitting in a pretty good spot in the overall standings. They're fourth. They're 4 points out of third. They're way ahead of last year's pace, but they are absolutely hitting a wall, and it will be interesting to see what happens with them over the next 3 weeks as the summer transfer window approaches. As for the Apple thing, I had a fun little Sunday. You know, yeah. I got an email that were like, hey, like, you wanna watch a game differently? And I was like, heck yeah. So I showed up at Providence Park on a 95-degree day and sat in the truck, the broadcast truck. I got to go in the booth, so I hung out with, like, Jake Zivin and Diego Valeri. And, you know, Apple's pretty good at throwing out, like, kind of the trendy press release words, like enhanced production. And, you know, we have all these extra cameras and all, you know, they're really trying to fluff up what their new Sunday night soccer broadcast is. So essentially I just kind of wanted to go to behind the scenes and figure out what all those buzzwords actually mean, and had a pretty good time.
Based on what you saw and what you've seen, how do you think they would have handled the Pac-12 if they would have got the media rights deal?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the production would have been solid. I don't know about the overall selling of it. You know, I think Apple is still a little obscure in terms of where to find stuff, like, you know, just how they advertise. I like some of the aspects of, you know, because I watch a lot of the MLS games now to keep track on the league, and I think the overall production quality is pretty good, and like the actual TV, I think they shoot all their games in 1080, which is kind of a bit of an outlier in terms of sports coverage these days. I don't know. I'm still in the camp where I think that's probably where it's heading. I just don't think they were quite ready for it yet. And maybe this is what they're using to kind of position themselves for negotiations a few years down the road with football.
Yeah, there's no doubt the baseball and the soccer broadcast, when I watch them, the quality is incredible. I think the only fear that I have, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, because you're newer to the soccer game, right? It's become a bigger part of your website and covering the Timbers. I think it's a great strategy on your part to give that kind of voice when a lot of the coverage of the team at other, you know, papers and stuff is going away. Do you think the Apple TV deal has been good for the MLS? Because I go back and forth where the quality of it's great. I love the broadcast when I do watch it.
I don't think it has, but it's good also coverage.
But it's also out of sight, out of mind, and it's on a streaming platform, yeah. And you got to pay for it, and it's behind. Yeah, it's interesting that they've gone that route where it makes sense for their diehard fans, but can you grow the sport on Apple TV?
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of mixed with it, because again, I think the people who were MLS fans beforehand are probably, you know, they know how to watch the games. They're probably subscribed to Apple. I don't think that you're picking up a whole bunch of like new, you know, stragglers, unless it's somebody who already has Apple TV and they happen to catch like the free Sunday night soccer broadcast and they're like, okay, I want to pay for this. But I think, you know, there had been some owners who had complained about it before this year, because I believe this is the third year of Apple's coverage. This is the first year they've also started the Sunday night soccer thing. So I think, you know, maybe that's trying to, you know, cull some of the frustration that some of the owners have had in terms of visibility. But, you know, I don't know if it was the overall the best league option to bring in a player of Messi's worldwide fame and then paywall him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I do think that that's the player that you're probably going to pick up the most casual fan with. And I know those games have been, you know, they're not all exclusively on Apple, but I feel like you probably want to open up the well as wide as you can when you have a player of Messi's visibility in the league. And I don't know, it's hard to tell, because again, Apple won't share numbers. And, you know, I'm assuming that if the numbers were really, really good, they'd probably share them. But
it's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more Messi. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to Messi exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessi. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Right.
You know, that's where we're at.
We got a deep dive on the Berthalds. We find out if they're crappy owners or not, because this WNBA thing is a disaster.
Oh yeah,
so
we're getting a full WNBA coverage into the corridors.
Like, are they
plans?
Good owners? Just because the Thorns exist, I don't know if that makes them good. But right now, they seem like a disaster.
You mean to say it's probably not a good sign that like a year before your franchise like plays its first game, shifting presidents around, not a good thing.
Tyson, they're 10 months away from everything, and they got no employees.
I mean, choosing the fire should have been the first red flag.
Well, I mean, what's interesting with that group, too, is I mean, if you look at the Thorns, and they're all right this year, but you know, there was a lot of kind of confusion last year around when they made their manager change. And you know, Rob Gale is probably one of my favorite coaches to cover in this city, and he's one of the nicest guys. But I think he, you know, coached like 5 games, and they're like, you know what, we're not going to do a national search. Like, this guy's going to be our permanent manager. And it just seemed
a red flag.
It seemed very confusing at the time. And again, like, Gale has rebounded. He's done okay, but it was just kind of, you know, one of those things that you write down in the notebook when you're talking about a new ownership group.
Yeah. Tyson Alger, go subscribe to the Substack, i5corridor.com. Great coverage of all the Northwest sports scenes. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Tyson Alger. He's our old faithful. He's our old reliable. Whenever we need him, he's there. The bat signal goes up. Tyson hops on. Thanks as always, buddy, and I look forward to seeing you at a Duck game soon.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Tyson Alger, the i5 corridor.
He got a free concert yesterday or Saturday.
Dude, brilliant move on his part, just with a credential.
I always wonder why they don't let the press to just come in and do that. It's never used.
I'm coming. I mean, nobody's buying the press room to go watch a concert. You're not selling those tickets, so the seats are available.
If I would have gone to Timbers games ever, like if I was Swag.
Swag probably could have gone.
Could Swag got his wife into there?
Probably, I would think so.
I mean, you're there a lot. They know you.
I mean, if there's room in the media room, let me in. Come on.
Yeah, what would they care if your wife is with you?
Jelly Roll doing the hard hands thing's a little douchey.
I try to tell you, Post Malone's, he was the headliner of that concert.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's the bigger deal.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a controversial statement. I don't listen to much Jelly Roll, though, so I don't know.
I thought you were a Jelly Roll guy.
Not a big Jelly Roll guy, no. I mean, I would probably like his music. I just haven't listened to much of it. When I hear a Jelly Roll song, I'm like, that's not bad.
I mean, are we surprised he's pandering?
I love you, man.
Love you, Portland.
I love you guys.
Here's your heart.
Hey, YouTube, I love you.
SGA does that in OKC.
I love you.
They do that as a celebration.
Remember the guy in Indy who did that to Caitlin Clark at her press conference?
Yeah, I do.
You do that to me more often, we're going to be getting along just fine. What?
Very weird.
Dude, is it Dakich?
Doyle.
What? It was Doyle.
I think it was Greg with 2 G's, Doyle.
He just made me really uncomfortable.
He's also the guy that asked Pascal about not playing as hard. And Pascal was like, who are you?
Who the hell are you? Who do you work for?
Why are you asking that?
Pelican Brewing Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Infused Hard Hops. Oh, sorry. And experience your hops differently. I got a little case of that in our gift package last week.
Is it gone?
It is not gone. You know why it's not gone? I'm a big seltzer guy on the golf course, and I'm saving it for my round on Thursday.
I almost did the douchiest thing you could do.
What'd you do?
Maybe the douchiest thing in fan history.
Oh, wow.
I had a Pelican t-shirt in that swag box.
You did.
And I was about to wear it this morning, and then I remember we do pre-video show things.
Oh, we do, yeah. Man, what the hell, you know?
So if you're doing that, I got to be shirtless.
I think going shirtless would be pretty funny, A. And B, where would he want, man?
Hey, guys, am I missing anything here today? What's going on here?
Went a little long there talking some Ducks and Timbers. Look at you thinking Austin Novosad's a spike football on June 30th. Look at you over there.
I tried to tell you, dude. Don't be shocked. Austin Novosad leading the Ducks, and you're going to be like, hey, Sprague was right.
We'll see who's laughing when Dante Moore's in New York.
Dirt was raw.
For the Heisman Trophy ceremony, third straight quarterback.
No chance.
We'll see how that goes. We'll come back after this on The Vape.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.